Water comes first. It always will. A person can only survive a few days without it, which is why it sits at the top of every serious preparedness plan. But right behind water stands the second consumable pillar of survival, food. You can last weeks without eating, so the clock runs slower here. That longer window fools a lot of people into treating food as an afterthought, a few extra cans tossed on a shelf during a good sale. The truth is the opposite. Food may be second in urgency, but it is first in complexity and by far the longest planning horizon you will deal with as a self-reliant person. Here is the key distinction that separates food from water. With the right skills, you can source clean water indefinitely. You collect it, filter it, purify it, and repeat the process as long as you live. Food works the same way. A stockpile is finite. It gets eaten. But the ability to feed yourself does not run out, because it renews with every season, every garden, every hunt. This article is not a list of items to buy. It is a command center overview, a complete mental model of food readiness and how its pieces fit together. Food readiness is a spectrum, not a purchase. It stretches from the pantry you can eat from today, through the skills that preserve what you have and grow, all the way to the ability to produce your own food when no store, no supply chain, and no stockpile is coming to save you. By the end, you will have a framework you can build a real plan around, no matter where you stand right now. Why food is the long game pillar of survival? Survival planning starts with two consumable pillars, water and food. Water is the more urgent of the two. Go without it for 3 days and your body starts to fail. Food gives you a wider margin. A healthy person can survive weeks without eating, drawing on stored energy while the body slowly winds down. That extra time is real, and it matters. But it also creates a trap. Because the food clock ticks slower, people assume food is the easy pillar. Grab some cans, stack some rice, and call it handled. That approach falls apart the moment you look closer. Food carries the most moving parts of anything in your preparedness plan. It expires. It needs rotation. It requires storage space, temperature control, and protection from pests. It depends on your ability to cook it, and cooking depends on fuel and water. And unlike a water filter that can serve you for years, a pantry is always shrinking the moment you start eating from it. This is where the real distinction comes into focus. Think about how clean water actually works in a long emergency. You do not store a lifetime supply in your garage. Instead, you build the ability to collect, filter, and purify water again and again. The source keeps flowing, and your skills keep it drinkable. Food follows the exact same logic. Stored food runs out. The ability to feed yourself does not. A garden produces season after season. A fishing line pulls dinner from the same water tomorrow that it did today. The moment you shift your thinking from owning food to being able to produce food, the entire picture changes. That shift is the heart of this whole topic. Food readiness is not a shopping trip you complete once. It is a spectrum you move along over time. At one end sits the food you can eat today, the reserve that carries you through the first disruption. In the middle sit the skills that stretch and protect what you have. At the far end sits true production, the ability to generate calories from your own land and the landscape around you. A serious plan does not pick one point on that spectrum. It builds across the whole thing, so that as one layer runs thin, the next one is already working. The goal of this article is not to hand you a finished plan. It is to hand you the map. Once you understand how the pieces connect, you can start building from wherever you happen to be. A casual prepper with a full pantry and no garden knows exactly what to add next. Someone who has grown food for years but never thought about storage sees the gap clearly. The framework meets you where you are and shows you the direction to grow. The core model, the food you keep versus the food you get. If you take one idea away from this entire topic, make it this one. Every part of a food plan falls into one of two categories, the food you keep, and the food you get. Keep versus get. That simple division is the spine that holds the whole subject together, and it is the mental model you should carry with you as you build. The keep side is the food already under your control. It is what you own right now, sitting in your pantry, your basement, your freezer, or your cellar. Keep breaks down into two parts, storage, which is the reserve you build and manage, and preservation, which is the set of skills that extend how long that food lasts. Keep is about holding value you already have and stretching it as far as it will go. The get side is the food you generate and replace when a reserve can no longer carry you. It is not sitting on a shelf yet. You have to produce it or harvest it. Get also breaks down into two parts, growing, which is survival gardening, and harvesting, which covers hunting, fishing, and foraging. Get is about renewing your food supply from sources that do not run dry. How the sides hand off to each other. The power of this model shows up when you lay it out on a timeline, because keep and get are not rivals. They are teammates that take turns carrying the load. In the earliest days and weeks of a disruption, you're reserved as the heavy lifting. This is the keep side in action. You eat from what you stored while the world sorts itself out. A stockpile is fast, reliable, and requires no effort in the moment, which is exactly what you want when a crisis first hits and everything else is chaos. As weeks stretch into months, preservation becomes the bridge. It sits right at the seam between keep and get. Preservation stretches your existing supply so it lasts longer, and it captures the food you produce before it spoils. It is the hinge that connects the two sides, and without it the get side leaks value everywhere. Over the long haul, production takes over. When the stockpile is running thin and no truck is restocking the store, the get side keeps you alive. A garden produces calories season after season. Hunting, fishing, and foraging pull food from the land and water around you. This is what real, lasting self-sufficiency looks like, and it is the only part of the plan that never runs out. See the handoff clearly. Reserve for the first weeks. Preservation to bridge and extend. Production for the long term. Each layer buys time for the next one to come online. A plan built on only one layer has a hard ceiling. A plan that spans all of them has no expiration date. The keep side, storage and preservation. The keep side is where most people begin, and for good reason. It is the food you already control, and it demands the least skill to put to use. But keep is more than a stack of cans. It splits into two distinct subtopics, each with its own job and its own moment to shine. Storage, the foundation that buys you time. Storage is the practice of building and managing a reserve of shelf-stable food. It is the foundation of the entire food plan and the layer that carries you through the earliest weeks of any disruption. When a supply chain hiccups, when the roads close, when the shelves at the store go bare, your reserve is what stands between your household and hunger. It asks nothing of you in the moment. It is simply there, waiting to be eaten. Think of storage as the reserve you eat from today and rebuild over time. It is not a one-time purchase that sits untouched until doomsday. A healthy reserve is a living system. You eat from it, you restock it, and you keep it fresh through steady rotation. That constant cycle is what keeps your supply reliable instead of turning into a shelf of expired products you cannot trust. Storage earns its place the moment normal life is interrupted. Whether the disruption lasts 3 days or 3 months, the first thing that matters is having food on hand that requires no store and no supply chain. That is what a reserve delivers. The details of how to build one, what containers to use, how long different foods last, and how to run a rotation system all belong in the dedicated food storage article, which is your next step for the actual how-to. Preservation, the skill that connects everything. Preservation is the set of skills that extend the life of food, both what you already have and what you produce. If storage is the foundation, preservation is the connective tissue. It works two ways at once, and that dual role is what makes it so valuable. First, preservation stretches your existing supply. Skills that let you extend shelf life mean your reserve lasts longer and wastes less. Second, and this is where it becomes essential, preservation captures your harvest before it spoils. When your garden produces more than you can eat in a week, or when a hunt or catch brings in more meat than one meal, preservation is what turns that surplus into food you can rely on months from now. Without it, the abundance of a good season simply rots. That is why preservation is the hinge between the keep side and the get side. It protects what you keep and it locks in what you get. It becomes essential the moment you start producing more food than you can immediately consume, which is exactly the situation you want to be in during a long emergency. The specific methods, from canning to drying to curing and more, belong in the dedicated food preservation article. Route yourself there when you are ready to build the skill. The get side, growing and harvesting your food. Every stockpile has a bottom. This is the hard truth that the get side exists to answer. No matter how large your reserve, how carefully you preserve it, or how disciplined your rotation, stored food is finite. Eat from it long enough and it disappears. The get side is what keeps food coming after the last jar is empty, and it is what separates a plan that buys time from a plan that sustains a household indefinitely. Get divides into two subtopics, growing your own food and harvesting it from the landscape. Together they form the renewable core of true self-sufficiency. Growing, the renewable engine. Survival gardening is the ability to produce calories on your own ground, season after season. It is the renewable engine of a serious food plan. A stockpile only shrinks, but a garden gives back. Plant, tend, harvest, and repeat. As long as you have soil, seed, water, and skill, the food keeps coming. Gardening is not just a hobby that happens to produce vegetables. In a long-term disruption, it becomes the primary way a household generates its own food without depending on anyone. That independence is the whole point. When no store restocks and no supply chain delivers, a producing garden is one of the few things standing between you and a shrinking pantry. Growing becomes essential rather than optional the moment a disruption outlasts your reserve. Because a garden takes time to establish and produce, it is also the layer you want to begin building long before you need it. The deep how-to, from choosing crops to managing soil to planning for calories rather than just flavor, lives in the Survival Gardens article. Start there when you are ready to build your engine. Harvesting, food from the landscape. Harvesting covers hunting, fishing, and foraging. These are the ways you pull food from the world around you when no store or supply chain is coming. Where gardening produces food from ground you control, harvesting gathers what the landscape already offers. Hunting and fishing bring protein and fat into your diet, the calorie-dense foods that are hardest to store in quantity and hardest to grow. Foraging fills in with wild plants, fruits, and other edibles that grow without any effort from you. Each of these skills connects you directly to your environment and reduces your dependence on anything you have to buy or build. These skills become essential when your own production cannot fully cover your needs, or when the landscape offers resources you would be foolish to ignore. They are also skills, not switches. You cannot flip them on the day you need them. They take practice, patience, and knowledge of your local area, which is why building them early pays off later. The dedicated hunting and fishing articles carry the deep how-to. Route yourself there to develop the skill before the day you must rely on it. Bring the whole spectrum back together. Keep and get. Storage through self-sufficiency. Reserve for the first weeks, preservation to bridge, production for the long haul. Each layer hands off to the next, and a complete plan builds toward all of them. Stored food eventually runs out. The ability to feed yourself does not, and that is the difference between surviving a crisis and outlasting one. Start wherever you stand. Build the layer you are missing, then reach for the next. Remember that food stands beside water as one of the two consumable pillars, and neither works alone. Master both, and you hold the foundation of real self-reliance. The rest is just steady, patient building from where you are today.